not even a real country anyway.
Oh, that's a low blow. Oh, Canada, how we love, sometimes not necessarily to love you, all 33 million of you up there, but we're working on it. And so are you. Here in New York City, there are some fine Canadian ambassadors on hand and on horse to offer goodwill and answer any questions. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have been stationed right across the street from our studios in Bryant Park. And today, well, we talked them into coming up to our studio, sans steeds. Joining us now, Officers Terry Russell and Gary Bartlett, two members of the Royal Canadian Mounties. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Your outfits are tremendous.
You like them?
Yeah, what did you feel like the first time you put on the red jacket and the hat?
It's pretty incredible. It's a six-month process, and you graduate from the academy in Regina, and you finally get to wear this, and it's a long process, and it's a really honor to be
here. Yeah, a sense of pride and being proud to be a Canadian, for sure.
And when you first put it on, did you kind of look at yourself in the mirror for a while, Officer Bartlett?
Absolutely.
How about you, Officer Russell? Did you think I look pretty good in this?
You know what? Best compliment I ever got was when I was on tour with the horses, a musical ride, and a father walked up to me and said, "You know, my son just graduated from West Point, and I am so very proud of him, but your uniforms are nicer than those."
So tell me just briefly, I was cruising around online, and I saw that there were going to be Mounties in Bryant Park, and why are you guys hanging out in this gorgeous park on the last day of the year?
It's to promote Canadian tourism. They have this, what they call Mountie Mondays, and we're there during the day, a couple of sessions, I think, just to take photos with the tourists.
What did the tourists come up and ask you? Oddest thing that someone has come up and said, "Officer?"
You know what? People want to come up to Canada in the summertime and see snow. And everybody thinks it's cold. And you know what? It's a great place to visit, and we encourage everybody to come up and visit. It's exciting and it's fun.
Officer Barta, what's the nuttiest question you've gotten from an American so far? Or even, you know, we have such an international city of tourism.
I think we end up getting all kinds of questions. I mean, obviously the most common one is, "Where's your horse?" But, you know, we leave him back home.
Now, just so people understand, are you sheriffs? Are you police officers? What's your jurisdiction when you're back home?
We're federal police officers. In Ontario, we have a mandate similar to the FBI. We enforce federal laws. Other parts of Canada, we enforce all laws from city police to federal police. We do it all. So it's a bit different in Ontario. We're mainly the federal police of jurisdiction.
Officer Bartle, what made you want to be part of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police?
I think from a young age, I've always wanted to be a police officer. And it just happened that at the time, the RCMP was hiring quite a bit. And it was a perfect opportunity for me to put in my name for training, and which I did.
When you're walking around Bryant Park, do people recognize you right away?
Oh, Officer absolutely.
Russell, do they understand what's going on?
You know, absolutely. I've heard stats that this uniform with the Stetson, the red serge, our red jacket we wear, the boots, riding boots, the breeches, the spurs. They say it's like the second most recognizable logo in the world next to Coke, you know, Coca-Cola. And everybody comes up to us and they know who we are and they know where we're from. And they're really excited because they always hear about this myth of the uniform and the Mountie, and then they see one of us, you know. And sometimes I do ride. In Canada, I was on the musical ride. So if I'm on horseback, tourists are just blown away. They love it.
Now, you guys, you're not on your horses down there? You're walking around?
That's correct. Yeah.
But normally, can you tell me a little bit of the history of the Mounted Police and of the horses' involvement?
Actually, you know, we were formed in 1873. And because Canada is a large country, we originally policed on horseback and rode all the way out west from Ontario to Alberta to enforce laws that were enacted. And that's where the horses came into play. They were a mode of transportation.
Quite simple, just a practical thing.
Absolutely. And now they use that for a historical public relations perspective, and the people love it. It's a great icebreaker, and kids will come up to a 1,200-pound horse and want to pet the horse and meet the Mountie, and it still works today.
I'm curious about trying to be a law enforcement officer. I see horse cops all the time in New York City, and especially for crowd control. Believe it or not, they use them outside nightclubs in Manhattan because they just pour out into the streets. Is it difficult to maneuver a horse when you're in a situation where you have to really enforce the law?
You know, it's the easiest thing to do.
Really?
When the horse is trained and you're a trained rider, to use your leg aids to move a horse around in a crowd. And we do it in Toronto. Police Service uses horses for the exact same thing as soon as the bars clear out in the entertainment district. And they say the stats on that is one officer on horseback is worth 20 officers on foot.
Oh, that's really
interesting. For clearing people out at the end of the night.
Well, you know, a lot of Americans, for better or for worse, know you from Dudley Do Right. It's probably the Mountie they're most familiar with. Do we have that wonderful...
I can't believe it, but it's in the paper. It must be true. Snidely Whiplash found to be Dudley Do Right's younger brother.
Dudley Do Right, get in here.
Oh, yes, sir, Inspector, and have I got news. Wait till you hear this, Inspector.
Is that remotely funny to you at all, officers? He's Officer Bartle, speechless.
You know, we all watched that cartoon when we were little, you know? Yeah. I just never really associated to what I do for a living, but we all saw that when we were little and growing up, and it's still fun today, isn't
sure.
it?
Sure, yeah.
It made you laugh, Officer.
Yes,
it
did, yeah. We're still looking for a Snipety Whiplash there.
I've heard he's in the East Village. Just want a little tip for you. I think I saw him. Tell us a little bit about how the role of the Mountie has changed over the course of the years.
I mean, obviously, since 1873, things have changed. You know, the mode of transportation has changed, obviously, with the horseback to what we have now. We went from a small area of out west to the complete country, and now we go beyond that. We go to other countries, and we're liaison officers for our own country to you know, to do our investigations and enforce the law.
Yeah, back in you know, back as recent as 2000, I think we were enforcing core laws that and American U.S. police have had the same challenges, and we're enforcing things that everybody knows, like drugs, things like that. And now we're enforcing things like major organized crime. We're enforcing terrorism issues, and we're having to put a lot of resources and bodies at investigations like that we never had to in the past. So a lot more challenges, larger budgets, more police officers. We are hiring like never before. We're trying to hire 2,500 RCMP officers per year and having a really hard time filling our quota, hiring like never before, because we know the challenges are going to get even bigger in the future.
Well, Officer Terry Russell and Gary Bartle, thank you so much for coming up to the studio. Thanks for hanging out in Bryant Park and saying hello and encouraging everybody to love Canada.
Hey, come up and see us. We'd love to have you up there.
I'm coming down for a picture later.
Excellent.
Nice to meet you. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to everybody in New York. Thanks for treating us so well.
All right. Thanks for coming by.